USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The oil pipeline shut down over a cyber attack is up and running again. Colonial announcing the pipeline serving much of the South and East Coast restarted operations this afternoon, days after a ransomware attack on its network. The company saying it will take several days for the supply chain to return to normal. The shutdown has led to gas shortages and long lines at service stations across the East Coast. Gas prices for many Americans have also spiked because of the shutdown. A big inflation rise is leading many traders to decide to cash out their profits, sending the market spiraling. At the close, the Dow losing 681 points to fall to 33,587, the S&P losing 89 points to 4063, and the NASDAQ falling 357 points to 1331. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
President Biden said on Thursday to meet with congressional Republicans regarding his infrastructure plan. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Senator from New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, is facing a tough re-election battle, and she's also raising concerns behind closed doors about the Biden administration's handling of the unemployment crisis, undermining the White House's defense of extending unemployment insurance through the summer. Hassan telling her constituents that extended unemployment insurance is making it easier for people to stay at home. And along those same lines, Dave Ramsey, CEO of Ramsey Financial Solutions, tells Fox News it's a catch-22 for many people when it comes to collecting enhanced unemployment benefits or going back to work.
Well, it's these same exact folks that we're just talking about. They're struggling, but now they're getting more money from unemployment than maybe they were getting or they perceived they were getting from their job. And the problem is it sets up a short-term mentality of they're not going back to work. They're not engaging in a career path that's going to lift them throughout the course of their life, instead sitting at home on the government dole. When there's jobs available, and it's a simple supply-demand thing, when the government interferes with the supply-demand curve, it changes the way people behave, and that's what's happening here. So you've got people sitting at home that we wish could get back to work, and for the good of the person, I'd love to get them back to work, even if they're making about the same or less than they make sitting at home, because it's not good for them 5 years from today.
Mm-hmm. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.